Are you looking to grow your business? Well, maybe you need to grab a coffee. The Black Coffee Movement in Townsville has been bringing together Indigenous small business owners for the past 2 years to discuss their struggles, triumphs and ideas. And now the idea is spreading. Sophie Wainwright prepared this report.
Great. So send me the email so I can calendar it and put it in there and get on.
It's a coffee catch-up with a difference. About 40 Indigenous and non-Indigenous business owners, professionals and public servants come to this North Queensland cafe once a month. Melissa Anderson and her partner recently set up a new construction business in Townsville.
It's a safe environment for us to come together to talk about, you know, the issues that we're having. We can share information about tendering, you know, how people have done that, how they've set up their business.
Juruman Michael Preen, who owns an electrical company, says it's good like-minded people come to the gatherings, a reprieve from work sites where it's often hard to be taken seriously.
It's a lot of sort of pre-assumptions of what Indigenous businesses are. You sort of get judged sometimes before you even get an opportunity to deliver on a contract. Non-Indigenous people think Indigenous people get free this, free that. Everything we've got, we've worked really hard for.
Many business owners at this meetup say they've gained clients or contracts over coffee. Lisa Wadigo from the Southeast Queensland Indigenous Chamber of Commerce says black coffee brings together business owners who already face many obstacles to success.
Businesses, but it's tougher for Indigenous businesses who are the first people in their families to start businesses, who don't necessarily have the capital behind them.
One way the federal government is working to create opportunities for Indigenous small business owners is through its Indigenous Procurement Policy, or IPP. It has a few components, including setting a target of awarding 3% of its contracts to Indigenous businesses each year. Independent policy analyst Charles Jacobs says while the IPP is a good idea, he's yet to be convinced it's making a difference.
A lot of companies that have won contracts have been big, well-established companies that were doing well before the Indigenous Procurement Policy came into existence. The purpose of the policy is to give those who are struggling a foot up and to introduce them to the business world.
The number of government contracts awarded to smaller Indigenous businesses has rapidly increased since the policy was introduced 3 years ago. Mr. Jacobs says that's partly due to a large number of low-value contracts.
That's allowed for perhaps a significant exaggeration of the impact of the policy. So, for example, if a department is ticking off their 3% of the number of contracts with a large number of small contracts, they might not actually have a very large footprint.
The Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet says low-value contracts allow smaller, new Indigenous businesses to build their portfolios, and the value of contracts is expected to increase over the coming decade. Back in Townsville, Mr. Preen says he's struggling to secure contracts that last longer than a year.
For me to put an apprentice through, I need 4 years' work for one kid. We'd love to target Indigenous communities in North Queensland.
But as he and other Indigenous business owners work to expand or simply stay afloat, they say coffee and conversation is making that process easier.
Sophie Wainwright.